There are many times you give gifts. I mean, sometimes it's birthdays and sometimes baby showers and wedding showers and housewarming gifts. And, of course, this time of the year we think about Christmas. And people say, well, I've got to go buy presents for everybody because it's Christmas and we give presents for everybody. A gift, as we've talked about, is something freely given. You don't give a gift to expect something back. Now, sometimes people do. They say, I'm going to give you a present. Or sometimes somebody will come and give you a present, and immediately you think, oh, I got to get them something because they got me something. Well, then that's kind of canceling out the idea of a gift. You know, a gift is something given freely. Think about God and His grace. It says that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. That's eternal life salvation. Then teaching us to desire to live godly and righteously in this fallen age. That's the Christian life. And then we're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the future. The grace of God and the gift of God deals with all of that. And when we think about what God's given to us, it's not because we deserve it. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, Romans 5:8, God showed His love toward us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So let me remind you of the outline of our study, of what we're looking at. It's going to take us a few weeks, and of course, we'll probably stop in a week or two and get through Christmas, because we'll have some Christmas messages, and then we'll start back up in January, continuing with this study. But here's the outline. We already looked at God's love to us, God's gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. So we looked at that last time. I'll just quickly review that, since it's been 2 weeks. And then we see the God's gift of eternal life. We're dealing with that today, this morning. And then the third one down is a little bit weird, because this is the way Peter writes it. He says, God's given us all things necessary for life. Okay, so then I listed some things under there. We'll not only talk about number three, but then we're going to look at he meets our needs. He gives us the Word of God. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us spiritual gifts. He gives us fellow believers. All of those are necessary for life. And then tied in back, going back to that, is He gives us peace and He gives us the blessed hope. And so we'll look at those over the weeks to come. And so let's review. And we saw last time that He gave us His Son. That's the greatest gift of all. And when you think about Christmas, this is what we're dealing with, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. John 3:16, where you are, I told you to look at John chapter 3, look at verse 16, the most famous verse in the Bible. What is so amazing is that almost every one of us in this room grew up that if you said, what's the most famous verse in the Bible, you'd say what? John 3:16. Did you know there's a whole culture out there that if you say, do you know John 3:16? They don't know what it is. If you say to them, what is your most famous verse or favorite verse of the Bible? They don't have one. They don't have the Bible. They don't know it. There are a lot of people who do not know even John 3:16, because we now live in a culture that is rejecting what we would call not only Christianity, but they call it rejecting religion. And so there's a whole bunch of people that don't know this verse. So sometimes I read this verse and I say, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God loved the world that He gave His Son. He so loved us that He gave the Son. And then I love the next part, because verse 17 says, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Why would He do that? Jesus Christ came not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And so when we think about Christmas and we think about God's gift, and God's gifts, the first gift that we want to think about is the gift of the Son. And see, this is, we're already starting, you know, this morning we're going to do the Advent. It'll take the four Sundays and then Christmas Eve service. We won't start some Christmas messages until a couple of weeks. But this is the time of the year in which we really think about the birth of Jesus Christ. So God so loved the world. The first gift is the gift of the Son. Now, the second one is my favorite thing, because it's so misunderstood in our culture. Now, for you guys, many of you say, well, we know this. We know. Why are we going over this? Because we know it. And sometimes I'd say, oh, you really know it? Come up here and explain it. And you'd say, well, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, so we think we know it. But the second gift was eternal life. And when I say eternal life, that's the gift of eternal life. You can stay in the exact same place. Look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have what? What does it say? Eternal life. John 3:16, whoever believes gets eternal life. Now, we all say eternal life. We know what eternal life is, or we think we know what eternal life is. I like Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? What's His gift to us? But the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So He's given to us the gift of eternal life. By grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Once again, the Bible talks about God's gift to us is eternal life. Now, we raised four questions 2 weeks ago, and we got the first two, and now we're going to get the second two today. So we're going to look at, but we'll review, and here are the four questions. And we would all say, we know the answers. And then I might say, one of you come up here and answer the first one. Who would answer the second one? Who would answer the third one? Who would answer the fourth one? We'd say, well, you know, I don't want to come in front of people and do that. But we think we know them. So what is eternal life? What is eternal life?
Life forever.
Okay, we could say that, but that's not exactly, that's it, but it's not it. Because eternal life is an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. And we say it, and the Bible talks about it, that is living forever with Christ. Because we know that everybody is going to exist forever. Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for sin and rose from the grave to do what? Conquer death. So every person's going to, I don't like to say it this way. Some people say everybody's going to live forever. Some living forever with Christ, some living forever separated from Christ. I would rather say it this way. They're going to exist forever, and those who have eternal life will live forever with Christ, but those who do not have eternal life, they're not going to live forever separated from Christ. They're going to die forever separated from Christ, because the Bible says they'll experience the second death. So when we talk about eternal life, we say, what is eternal life? Eternal life is not just a living. It's not just existing. It's existing forever with Jesus Christ. So that takes us to the first thing. So it's an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. The second question is, how long is eternal life? And what do we say? It is for all eternity. And what we laugh at that, and we say something like, eternal life means eternal life, because that's exactly what it means. But you know, there are people who don't believe that. There are people who say, well, eternal life doesn't mean like eternal life. Eternal life, you believe in Jesus, you get eternal life, but then you could lose it, and then it wouldn't be what? Eternal life. I mean, they're just the concept. They just don't grasp it. Charles Ryrie, who Ryrie studied Bible, he was a professor at Dallas Seminary when I was there. He's amazing. He said this, if eternal life is not forever, it has the wrong name, right? And so the bottom line is, you would talk to people and find out how many people think that they can believe in Jesus and get eternal life and then lose it. A bunch of people think that. So in their mind, they think eternal life isn't forever, okay? It's temporary life. And so we should say, oh, so what you're saying is you believe in Jesus and you get temporary life. We're going to explain something else in a minute. This takes us to the third question, and that is, how do we get eternal life? Now, how do we get eternal life? By faith, exactly. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you get eternal life. We get eternal life simply by faith. And let's just think about this. Since we know it real well. John 3:16, whoever believes in me, whoever believes in him would never perish but have what? Eternal life. John 5:24 says, truly, truly, I say to you, here's my word, and believes him who sent me has what? Eternal life. And so eternal life is what you get, and it comes by faith. Look at this. I love this verse. It's a little verse. John 6:47. Truly I say to you, he who believes has what? Eternal life. You know, that's a great verse. I mean, think about it. John 6:47. Just show that to somebody sometimes. Whoever believes has eternal life. It doesn't say a whole bunch of mess. It just says whoever believes has eternal life. John 10:28, he says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And I give what? Eternal life to them, and they shall never perish. So eternal life comes simply by faith. And so that's one. So far, we're doing great, right? We got it. Now here comes the next question, and this is where people get confused. When do you get eternal life? We would say you get eternal life when? We get eternal life the moment we believe. You know that there's a bunch of people who don't believe that. They think you get eternal life when you die. And so you can say, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I don't get eternal life till later on. In fact, there's so many people believe we get eternal life when you die. So there's this period, see? So you can say, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. And they say, okay, you're good. You're good for right now. And now you got to make it through life. And when you get to the end, you maybe or maybe not, you'll get eternal life. So a lot of people think you get eternal life when you die. And so here's the problem. You believe, and then you could mess up in here, and then you don't get it. And so there's a lot of people who believe that. There are a lot of denominations who believe that. There are a lot of individuals who believe that. There are a lot of people who teach that. So I'm going to show you something in just a minute. But so we get eternal life the moment we believe. Look at John 5:24. Look at it carefully. Sometimes we read the Bible and we don't look at everything, but he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has what?" Now, is that past tense, future tense? Does that say had eternal life, will have eternal life, or has eternal life? Has is present tense. The moment you believe, what do you get? Eternal life. It's the moment you believe. He says, and make sure you understand this. You have eternal life, and you'll never come into judgment because you've passed out of death into life. There's all three, by the way. There's future, past, and present in that one verse. Whoever believes has present tense eternal life. John 10:28. I give eternal life to them. Give present tense, not I will give eternal life to them. It's I give eternal life to them. So when a person tells you you get eternal life at the end, you say, no, no, no. You get eternal life the moment you believe. So think about this. The exact moment you put your faith in Christ, you have what right then? Eternal life. Now, there are a lot of people that don't understand that. We get the gift of eternal life. So what I want to do is I want to raise an issue for us to talk about for the next like 6 or 7 minutes, okay? And that is this issue. Can we know that we have eternal life? Because you know, there are people who teach you that you cannot know. In fact, most believers, let me say it this way, most denomination, Christian groups, Christian organization, most of them do not believe that you can know. I'll tell you how, and I'll show you how in just a minute. So there are three different views, and I just want to show them to you. The first one is you believe you can have eternal life, but you can sin and you could lose it. So you can't know for sure because you could sin and do what? And lose it. There's a second group that says you believe, and we don't know whether you got it or not. You believe, because if you sin, what happens is you never actually had it. So you don't lose it, you just never had it. You thought you believed, or you believed for a short time, or somehow, but you never really got it, okay? And then the third view is you believe you have eternal life, and you shall what? Never perish. So let's talk about those for just a second. I just want you to see this. There are people who believe, you can believe in Jesus Christ, but eternal life can be lost. So you can put your faith in Christ, and you are saved. They would say, are you saved? You'd say, yes, I'm saved. But what can happen? Well, if you sin, and the sin is this, if you sin bad enough, well, what sin is bad enough? How do you know it's bad enough? Or I've had people say, well, if you sin long enough, you can do sin, but as long as you don't mess up too long, or you come back, or you make sure that if you sin, you get back right with God. There are people or churches that every Sunday, people who were saved thought they lost their salvation through the week and come back down to church again to get saved again because they believed, but their eternal life can be lost. And there are a lot of people who hold to that. And so salvation is actually by works. Keep living right, don't sin too much. And the hard part is this, how right is right and how much is too much sin? How long is too much sin? I've had a person tell me, well, you can't really know how much too much is, but, you know, if you do something like adultery or you lie real badly or you murder or you do something really bad, you automatically lose it. If you think of the Catholic Church, they have venial and mortal sins. Did you know that? You know that. There are sins you can do they're called venial sins. They're okay. A mortal sin is the moment you do that sin, you lose your salvation. So you have to get saved all over again. There are people in churches in this town that every Sunday, somebody is getting saved again. They were saved, but during the week, somehow they lost it. They did some kind of sin, or they thought they did some kind of sin. They weren't sure, but in order to be safe, we're going to get saved all over again because we lost it. Now, with these people, the problem is this. Sin affects salvation, and you can never know if you're saved. Why? Why can you never know if you're saved? Why? Because you're going to sin. If you sin and you say, well, I sinned, well, was that a sin enough to knock me out? I mean, we laugh at it because we understand the grace of God in the Bible. But there's a whole bunch of people out there that live in fear. All they serve God out of fear because they're trying to hold on to what they think they have. Okay, that's the first one. Here's the second one. The second one is you believe in Jesus Christ and you need to live right. In fact, you have to live right. Now, here's what they say. You believe in Jesus and you say, the best I can tell is I believed in Jesus and I'm saved. But the only way I can know is if I live right, if I live good. So I have to live good. In fact, I have to keep living good in order to prove that I'm saved. And so how do I know if I'm a Christian? I look at my lifestyle to see if I'm producing fruit, see if I'm living good enough. The problem is, you could say, like today, I think I'm okay, but you don't know what you're going to do 2 years from now or a year from now. You may go off the deep end. And if you go off the deep end, what they would say is this: if you don't live right, you don't lose salvation, you just never had it. So they would say, you believe, but you really didn't believe. Because if you really believed, you would have lived right. And since you didn't live right, you never really had it. Now, can you know if you're saved there? There's no way to know because you don't know if you're going to keep living right. If I told you the way you know you're saved is you look at your life to see if you're living right, some of you today would say, well, I think I'm doing okay. Some of you would say, I'm in trouble, right? And then some of you that even said, I think I'm okay, would have to say, but I don't know what next week's going to be or next year or 5 years from now. I've talked to people who said that they thought they trusted Christ when they were 12, but when they were 35 or 40, they realized they'd never trusted Christ because they were living badly. Okay, this group, once again, the problem is you can never know if you have it. And it's the same aspect, sin affects salvation. Now, by the way, y'all, that's most people in this town. Do you understand that? Most people in this town believe you can believe in Christ, do wrong and lose it, or you can believe in Christ, and if you don't live right, it just proved you never believed. And that's why they'll say things like, did you really believe? There's no such thing as really believing. You either believe or not believe. There's no such thing as really believing. It's always the object of your faith. It's not the amount of your faith. It's not the sincerity of your faith. I can sincerely believe Buddha will save me, and that doesn't save me. I can put my faith as small as a grain of mustard seed in Jesus Christ, and I'm saved forever. It's not that I really believe. It's the object of my faith. They would say, you believe, but if you don't live right, obviously you never believed. So you can never even know if you believe or not. So that takes us to the third group, which is us, okay? And you believe in Jesus Christ, and you're given that moment eternal life. And you are saved, and you are saved forever. And some could say, well, what if you sin as a Christian? See, in the other two groups, if you sin as a Christian, you lose your salvation. Or if you sin as a Christian, it shows that you never were a believer. This, when we sin as a Christian, it affects our what? Our fellowship, not our salvation. We get out of fellowship. What are we supposed to do when we get out of fellowship? Confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. And he puts us back into fellowship. So here's the question. The other two, one says you can believe, sin, lose it, so you never know. The other one says you can believe, think you believe, sin, and mess up, and so you never believe, so you can't know. Ours says you can believe and you can know that you have eternal life. Those who believe can know. 1 John 5:13, these things will write to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Every one of us in this room, I hope and pray that every one of you would say, I know I have eternal life, not because I look at my lifestyle and see if I'm sinning or not, but because I've trusted Christ and his promise to me was eternal life. And so the key issue there is 1 John 5:13, these things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God that you may know you have eternal life. So look at this. We get eternal life as a gift the moment we believe and can know we have eternal life. Now, which group you want to be in? The first one that says you can believe sin and lose it. The second one that says you say you believe, you don't live right, so you never had it. Or the one that says you can believe, you have eternal life, and when you sin, it affects your fellowship, but it never affects your eternal destiny because you can know that you have eternal life. Which one do you want? You want the biblical one. See, the others aren't biblical. Because the Bible says that when you believe, what do you get? Eternal. And you get that when? The exact moment you believe. And how long is eternal life? It's forever. See, that's why I ask those four questions that seem so simple, because they're not that simple to a lot of people. A lot of people are confused. Okay, so let's look at this. Let's understand that eternal life comes by faith alone in Jesus Christ. It does. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever does what? Believes. Whoever believes. By grace you are saved through what? Faith. So it's always faith. So understand that eternal life comes by faith alone in Christ. That's how you get eternal life. Second big thing is, let's understand that the moment we get eternal life, the moment we believe. I know that seems basic to us. It's not basic on the people you're going to be dealing with day in and day out. In fact, there's a lot of people that if you said, when you believe in Jesus, when do you get eternal life? They'll say, when you die. And you say, no, you get eternal life right now. And then the third part is, let us understand that we can know, you can know without a shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. I trusted Christ when I was 19, never went to church, trusted Christ, understood it all. I remember standing in the hall of the athletic dorm at Delta State. I was in that dorm, and a guy came up to me, and we started talking. I told him that I had trusted Christ that week, and he went, really? I said, yes, so I know I have eternal life. He said, so you think you're going to heaven? I said, yeah, I know I'm going to heaven. He said, you're an arrogant person to think that you're good enough to go to heaven. I said, well, no, you misunderstood. I'm going to heaven not because of me. I'm going to heaven because of Jesus Christ. He gave me eternal life the moment I believed in him, not because of what I've done, because what he's done. See, he thought I was arrogant because I said I knew I was going to heaven. Do you know you're going to heaven? That's not arrogant. That's the promise of God. He promised to you eternal life, and you can know that you have eternal life. We can have assurance. I think on the handout it says we can have the assurance of our salvation. And then this says this. How do we serve God? We serve him out of love and not out of fear. The other two groups always serve God out of fear. Because if you sin, you lose it. We got to get it back somehow. Let's try not to sin. Let's try to live good so we don't lose it. The other group says, let's try to live good so we can prove we got it. But we don't know for sure. We serve not to prove anything, not to get anything, not to keep anything. We serve out of love because what he has done for us.